community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've actually got the boys from the Brentwood Gazette. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, we've got Nev, Alan and Chris in. And you came in, you started the afternoon by going, look at that.
Front page, yeah.
Front page.
Hot off the press, hot out of the printer.
It is hot off the press.
You're the first person to see it outside this office.
So I'm very excited.
Honoured.
I am very, very excited, honestly.
Should be.
So, we're going to discuss Towie.
Yeah, at long last. As if we haven't been doing enough stories about it.
Well, I must admit, first of all, this is a subject that's quite close to my heart, to be honest with you. It's almost a pet hate of mine, I must admit. I don't think, and I could be, you know, one of the only people to think this, I don't know, which isn't unusual in my career, but I don't think it particularly does Essex in general, and specifically Brentwood, any good whatsoever.
Why not?
I think it gives the wrong impression, first and foremost, to children that are watching. They think they don't have to pay attention at school. They can just leave school and become a celebrity as such.
Do they think that, though? Do you think they think that?
I don't know. I've never really spoken, so I could be talking out of ignorance here. I don't know. But it's just my perception of it from my viewpoint.
That's a reasonable. That's a pretty good. You know, it's a viewpoint. I think that. Just to explain. The headline is Towie bad for Brentwood, and the background to that is that Visit Essex, the Essex Tourist Board, are trying to find. In marketing Essex to the rest of the country and indeed the world, they have stumbled across the Brentwood question, being, well, what do we do about Towie? Because Brentwood is kind of known for Towie, and do they ignore that in their sort of in their marketing of Essex and Brentwood, or do they kind of make the most of it? And then this afternoon, at the Holiday Inn in Brentwood, there's a big discussion going on about this. We've a reporter down there who, Piers, who can probably be here next week to sort of tell you all about it. But that's what they're discussing, about how to sort of do that. And so we've sort of thrown the question out there, because you may be surprised or unsurprised to learn that every time we do a story about Towie, we, whilst get thousands and thousands of hits on those stories, certain ones of them, we also get quite a number of people who make a number of comments on the Facebook page and on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Often they can't be printed.
Really?
You know.
Are they spelt right?
I think they are, actually. I think most people who don't like Towie tend to be people who are able to use the English language successfully.
Or certain parts of it.
Certain parts of it, yeah. I guess we've sort of thrown it out there, really. We've just with a question as a headline: is Towie bad for Brentwood? If it were an essay, discuss.
Yeah.
But it's a front page, and we've got four pages on the inside about it, all sort of looking into it, and with a couple of fun little bits thrown in there with a guide to Towie Town, a quiz, how Towie are you, and an I Spy game for people to, if they happen to be out, they can win, you know, accrue certain points if they spot certain Towie related bits and pieces in.
Really?
That
sounds a lot of fun, to be honest. Yeah?
So yeah, we tried to sort of have a fun fun take on it, but it's the story that keeps sort of presenting itself to us, because every single time we do a Towie story, we get bombarded with people saying not more Towie shops. So it's interesting to hear from yourself, because we've got a bit of a mixed bag of opinions in the paper.
I've seen the programmes I've never particularly watched Towie, but I've seen the programmes with the crew in it, with the cast in it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it portrays Essex people in the correct way. I think everybody outside of Essex looks at this programme and thinks we all can't tell the time on an analogue watch, for example, which was the most famous one, which came out of this celebrity.
You think so?
You with me? And it goes on and on and on and on.
By that definition, were all Essex women like Pauline Quirk of Birds of a Feather fame back back when that was on TV.
Yeah, but
that, we all loads of money, all that sort of stuff from Harry Enfield. Is that, I mean, these are all sort of stereotypes.
They were stereotypes, you're quite right. And they seem to have filtered out now, to be honest with you. They don't seem to be although not Pauline Quirk, the other one was in Birds of the Afternoon Show.
Yeah.
On TV, Loose Women.
That's it, yeah.
And she talks, and it is sort of, and I've got an Essex accent, and I cringe sometimes when I hear myself back, because I go, oh no, do I really sound like that? Do I really sound like that?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because I think Terry has put Brentwood on the map, but whether it's put it on the map for good or bad reasons, I think probably I suppose people from outside Essex now would know the name Brentwood,
which is good.
I suppose it's good, but it's whether you think it's good that it's
why they
related to people who can't tell the time and all that sort of stuff. Whereas I suppose people in Brentwood are kind of living with it every single day. But you know, the ultimate irony is you get people who they'll go to a sort of some kind of run of the mill town and they go, oh, this is really drab. You know, we've got the same old restaurants, the same old shops. You know, what we really want are bespoke, unique, you know, individual shops. You know, that's what we want. We want something that has an identity. So in Brentwood, we've got 13 or 14 bespoke individual shops selling products and brands that you can only get in this town.
Yeah.
And people don't like it.
But you can't please all the people all the time.
No, you can't.
That's part of the
you should try working for a newspaper.
No, I can understand that. I'm on this side of the phone sometimes.
No,
you can't please everybody all of the time. You can only please a certain amount of the people. So although when you first come into radio, you're taught to be what's called a Marmite DJ. And this programme fits that stereotype exactly.
See, I really like Marmite.
Well, there you go.
I really don't like the show. I'm joking.
Not everybody does, do they?
I like Marmite and I like Towie, so...
Oh, do you sit and watch it?
Do I watch it? I've always watched it, yeah.
Is it as good as it used to be? Because it's, what, 10 series?
I don't think it's ever been particularly good. I mean, I started watching it long time ago. I started watching it when I was back at university, and I kind of watched it. I watched the first episode because I knew it was filmed in around Brentwood, so I'd know the kind of background as much as anything else. I recognised the scenes.
Yeah.
It's a bit of entertainment, really. Mm. And it wasn't great. I remember watching the first episode, which I think was a back-to-back episode. They put two out at once.
Yeah.
They weren't very good. But at the same time, I think I just kind of got hooked to it. And when you start watching, like with any TV program, you start watching it, you can't stop watching it. And I do watch them all. I do watch it with interest now, in particular, just because of where I work. But it is, like Nev said, it's a big debate. What do you do with it? How do you tap into it now? How do you make the most of it when you're from Brentwood's point of view?
Well, yeah, precisely. What I find most baffling is when people say, oh, you know, I don't like Towie. Towie's really stupid. Yeah, yeah. The one to watch is the only way is Made in Chelsea.
Chelsea.
You know, it's just the same goons with a different accent.
Yeah.
It's the same format.
With more money.
Same with Geordie Shaw, places like that, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Made in Chelsea. They're all along the same lines as each other.
I mean, all power to their elbow. They've had an amazing success out of it, an absolutely amazing success. And it's taken people that would never really have achieved any huge amounts of money into having a lot of money.
For doing what, though?
For just doing what they are.
This is the thing, isn't it? You know, like you were saying about this, you know, kids in school think, oh, well, I'll if I emulate Joey Essex and don't learn to tell the time, then maybe I'll have loads of money and be on TV and stuff one day. But we've been, I think, kind of since about the turn of the century, we've been having this debate about reality TV because we had Big Brother come on.
Yeah, Big Brother is.
And, you know, there was that, you know, we did have these people sort of thrust into the limelight who, for whatever reason, didn't really deserve to be there, but they kind of typified a sort of moment.
Yeah.
And Big Brother's, well, it's still going strong, but it's more celebrity, it's gone one step
further with Towie, though, isn't it? Because they were thrust into the limelight when it first started, some of the characters who maybe started off in the first series, but they've all thought fairly smartly about how to play this so-called fame.
Yeah.
I mean, like Nev said, we've got 13 of them have got shops in Brentwood now. I know of at least three others that have got shops elsewhere in Essex.
Yeah.
And if you do look back to the first series, you've got people that are introduced and first became known in Towie, like Mark Wright is presenting his own shows, he's doing presenting work.
Mark Wright has done very well.
He's the
He doesn't fit, sorry to interrupt you, Aaron, but he doesn't actually fit the stereotype that the rest are portraying.
Well, I think he did at the time.
He probably did in the show.
Yeah, he did in the show, but now.
But outside, he seems to, especially when he went into the jungle, he seems to show this a little bit more of an emotional intelligence when you start going, I mean, mean, all the cast, they're all likeable people. Very likeable people.
But then you've got to look at people who perhaps you would say fit the stereotype. I mean, not throwing lots of names out there, but Lucy, for example, people would argue she fits the stereotype, but she's the face of an international clothing chain now.
Not the voice, though.
No. Lucy, she's got boutique, she's got more than one now, and she's got one in Southend as well.
She's done really well.
She's got a booming online business, and she's making the most of it. She's obviously making quite a lot of money out of it now. And I think any of them that haven't released a book, any of them that haven't released a CD, which is seems to be the latest trend, they're missing a bit of a trick, really. I think they need to jump on this bandwagon quick.
I think Joey Essex has just released his life story. Is it his life story?
He's released, well, Joey Essex,
biography.
Yeah.
And it's Arge that's released a book.
Yes.
James Arge and Living It Arge. I think it's Arge.
I think it is good for Brentwood if you're talking about it in the sense of a financial aspect, but any other way, I can't really see why it would be good for Brentwood.
Well, it doesn't. I still think it doesn't give the right opinion to outside people looking into Brentwood.
When I tell people who are not from Essex, I'm from Essex, they're shocked.
Oh, really?
Because I don't look like someone of the only way is Essex.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's not good for me in that sense.
Friday afternoon through till Sunday morning, the high street turns orange. You can see all these people with orange faces walking past you, and they're going,
how much money they're bringing with them.
Oh, I know. Huge amounts.
They're doing fantastic amounts.
They're doing really, really well. Mm. Again, another huge success story. The Sugar Hut in Brentwood High Street there. I mean, the amount of people they attract, and it's not just from the local counties. This is from, I mean, some people are coming from Scotland just to come into the Sugar Hut.
We spoke to a hen party from Torquay at the weekend. They've come up from a bus here. And if you picture Brentwood High Street 5 years ago on a Saturday, it would be the same as going to Billericay, same as going to Wickford, same as going somewhere like that. And it would just be, it wouldn't be busy. You'd have your locals doing your food shopping, wander down for grab a few bits on Saturday. But now you go down there, you can't get a parking space. You've got tourists wandering around with their boutique bag,
which is good, which
going
is
from
fantastic.
A to B to C, picking up a dress from this shop, a bracelet from this shop, just so they can get another carrier bag and say they've bought something from Minis or whatever. Mm. But at the same time, they're parking in Brentwood, they're paying to park, they're getting their lunch right now. There's no TOWIE related eatery there, really. Okay, you've got Sugar Hut Cafe, but apart from that, and if you don't eat there, you're going to be putting money into the local economy instead of the TOWIE economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think Charlie Sims, who's one of the kind of newer characters in TOWIE, is onto a winner when he opens up Charlie's Deli later this year.
That's going to be huge, yeah.
Because it's the first place that you can really kind of just stop for a snack, stop for a bit of a bite that's not a sit-down meal when you're in Brentwood, that has got the TOWIE name attached to it.
Yeah.
Even if it is a fad, I mean, it's sort of like, well, okay, so you've got all these shops. Brentwood has an identity now. You may not like that identity, but if you live in Brentwood, I don't know. I sort of think, well, okay, let's get rid of all of the TOWIE, and what are you left with? You know, I live in Brentwood. I love Brentwood. I lived here for 3 years now. I'm not from Brentwood. I'm from Margate, which is a very different story. Margate's having its own kind of turning a corner somewhat. You know, it's been redeveloped. But, you know, what are you left with? You're just left with a town with a bunch of shops that are in all the other towns. And if that's what people want, then let's get the flaming torches out and hound them out of town. But, that, you know, it's...
I know what you mean. It's a bit stiff, but I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? This is the land of William Hunter, so maybe we'll bring it back to that. But I just find it really strange, because I think it's something that, you know, I think people in Essex have got a sense of humour. You know, there was a big debate that I was part of last year, discussing the Essex stereotype, and actually, you know, people were kind of largely of the opinion at the end of it that actually it's actually quite good, the Essex stereotype, because it allows us to laugh at ourselves, and it's that identity, and everyone has something to say about Essex, but at least they have something to say. I mean,
I can understand
what's
that.
What's the stereotype of if you're from Surrey? Don't know. You've got money, maybe.
Bland.
Exactly.
Bland, yeah.
You know, Essex has Brentwood, especially. You know, it has something about it. It's a name that goes beyond the town.
When you get an identity, this is always the thing. It's exactly what we're saying. It's giving the town or giving the county an identity. You will always have negative and positives about it. Always. And you know, people that love it and hate it. It's like my mind. Love it or hate it.
Yep.
No one's ever in the middle of my mind. Marmite is.
And I guess that's what we, you know, this is what we're sort of trying to do this week with, you know, sort of throwing it open for a bit of debate. There'll be more, you know, more about it in next week's paper. But, you know, if we look at it purely from a, you know, looking at statistics, we look at the front pages that we've done that have been TOWIE-related one way or another, and there haven't been that many, but I remember the one where Joey Essex opened up his shop and there was a complete, you know, there were hundreds of screaming fans and it closed down the street and it was a complete nightmare. That was one of our, it was last year, it was one of our biggest selling editions of last year. You know, you look at our web stats and we put TOWIE stories on, you know, and they get thousands of hits. But then we get people sort of saying, oh, you're obsessed with TOWIE, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's this is the worst thing, you know, you're dragging the town down with all your TOWIE stories. And you kind of, you balance it and you think, you know, we can see where people are viewing the stories from. You know, it's not like they're people coming from far and wide all over the country reading about TOWIE on our website. You know, they're still local people reading about TOWIE in Brentwood.
And to be fair, you have to cover it because it's a huge Brentwood story, it's not.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess we always will. But you know, that's we always find ourselves sort of on the receiving end of abuse for doing anything about TOWIE. Hopefully that this story will at least give some of the people an opportunity to get involved in a more shall we say functional or in a more diplomatic way and involve themselves in the debate rather than just sort of hurling abuse over Twitter and Facebook. But as I say, I think it's a really interesting debate. I think it's really good that Visit Essex have decided to actually broach the subject, because otherwise, well, you're sort of ignoring something that's there.
Yeah,
it's like the elephant
right.
in the room, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's right. We're
going to be marketing Brentwood. Let's go and pick up the nuclear bunker, which is great. Let's go and talk about, you know, the shops in the town. But even that, you're sort of like, well, what would we promote about Brentwood
right.
if not these boutiques, these individual shops?
This meeting this afternoon is one of the biggest things that's going on, to be honest with you. You have to talk about it. You have to be able to
absolutely.
Talk about it. And you can't have your hands tied. The press can't particularly have their hands tied that much, to be honest. You've got to be able to have freedom.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in a mixed opinion about it. I think I'm not from Brentwood originally, so I grew up in Margate. From an outside perspective, I sort of think it's quite a sort of exciting, you know, aspect of the town. It's not going to last forever, and I think that people should kind of make the most of it while it's here, even if that means they've got to tell their children to have aspirations beyond not learning to tell the time. and being on TV sort of isn't everything, because it's a drop in the ocean, really.
But it is.
The number
of people
that actually make it. Yeah.
Very shallow existence. Well, boys, I'll
be
really, really interested to find out next week how much abuse you got and how many goodwill messages you got on your website because of the stories in there. Will you come back and tell us next week?
Of course we will. Absolutely.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.